Welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club, where we watch cult TV from 20 years ago and before. And today we're here with fellow cultists, Angus.
Hello.
Baylor.
Hello.
Lisa.
Well, hey there.
Where's Mackenzie? Oh, no,
Mackenzie. Not here. She's
absent.
Cassandra.
Hey.
And Jeanette.
I have an announcement to make. So I was going through the website the other day, and I thought, gosh, we've done an awful lot of cult TV Club podcasts. We must be getting there to the 100.
Yeah.
So I counted them out.
Oh.
And.
No!
What? Guess what?
Over 100.
Over.
Oh dear.
We're over 100.
Yeah, that.
No way! Is that including our little...
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
All of the little mini ones?
How to react.
Oh, my God! Wow. 114th episode!
Yay! 114.
Have a cake?
So she's actually got a cake here with 114 on it.
I don't find matches,
the candles on it.
I've got a lighter.
The cake was four. Yes.
114 Cult TV Club episodes.
Yay. That seems insane. Is that including, like, double parters we've done? Because some of them have been split.
Oh, that counts. Sorry, but they count.
Okay.
Episodes where I've just talked about shows that I like the look of.
So ridiculously wrong.
Light it up.
Amazing.
This will be our 114th, so, yeah.
Yay! 114.
Happy anniversary, everyone.
I love in true what rating would you give this old school episodes? It's we're not celebrating 100, we're celebrating 114. It feels very arse.
It does.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like I rate this 73 out of 114.
Yeah. Jump on our Facebook and tell you what you'd rate us in regards to this.
Yes. Hopefully, citrus poppy seed. Okay.
Due to COVID, you can't actually blow this out. You've got to put it out with your fingers. The secret is not minding that it hurts.
I wonder which episode would be our favourite episodes out of the 114. This is like a bottle episode, a bottle crack episode.
Yes, I was going to ask that, and I thought, that's going to take a bit of research.
Yeah, we didn't think of it before.
No. I'm also terrible at bests and favourites.
I won't be able to do an episode, but my favourite thing about the Cult TV Club is the fact that we have amazing conversations.
Yes!
I really love how in-depth we go about stuff. I love that we always talk over Cass.
I like being talked over. No, it's because there are some episodes where I'm like, I have nothing to say.
So, you're trying to say something in the last podcast.
I did say that last week, didn't I? I said, I love that episode, but I could not let Cass get a word in edgewise. I'm such a bad person.
We need a speaking stick. So like a magic stick.
It's called a microphone.
I'm supposed to be doing this.
I also love that Lisa sings to every single intro whenever they can. It's very, very wholesome. Justin's intros are always funny because they're never the same and they trigger me, but I love it.
I love the little laugh he does when he introduces welcome to the... I didn't do that. You did do that this time.
I love that one episode where Justin's like, we're not a serious cult club. And I think we had Ashley here on the episode. And I was like, and action. And he's like, what is this? But really big thanks to Jeanette as well.
Yes.
We edited 114 episodes.
Yeah, that's
yeah. And like, you edit them down, but sometimes you're like, oh yeah, this is an hour and a half long.
Well, why do you think we're at 114 and not less?
Peep show. And it was just all so good. And I was like, I can't edit.
I can't believe the stuff that we conversation we were having that we thought was going to get edited out all ended up in there. And I'm like going, oh my God, I need to let her know something horrible's happened. As we had like a 20-minute conversation about trains.
I had to keep some of it in. Especially because it was referenced later. So if I'd taken it out, the references wouldn't have made any sense either. So I had to leave a little bit, but I cut it right down.
Yeah.
So it was much, much shorter than the original.
I just can't believe there's 100-plus bad TV shows.
Because Kenzie isn't here, can we do a shout-out to Kenzie for finding her voice in the Cult TV?
Yeah. Oh, nice. Absolutely.
I don't know whether if listeners... started back from the beginning. So what used to happen is we used to have to do that handover my husband wouldn't be home in time, and then I'd have to come and we'd meet up to do the recording, so I'd end up dragging her with me. She'd sit in the corner on a device, and then halfway through, my husband would rock up and take her home. And then, was it Wallace and Gromit was the first one that we got her included in?
Was.
Yeah. Because she'd sit there and she'd listen, but she didn't want to talk, and she didn't want to do anything. She was very shy.
And it started off with us just going, hey, what did you think of this? And then just narrating, then nodding or shaking.
Yeah, refusing to talk.
Yeah.
Or her whispering into your ear going, say this for me.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, I think we got a little squeak out of her at Wallace and Gromit. And then I think then she was going, I think we should do Bluey.
Oh, that was great.
And it's so great having that younger generation of input.
Yeah.
And she'll actually watch stuff now and she'll go, oh, this would make a really good podcast. Or, you know, like she keeps going on about doing a Mac and Me episode so she can introduce everyone to the horror of Mac and Me. You know, it's just, I feel so proud.
When we describe the podcast to people, we kind of explain the three generations. And then we're like, oh, there's a fourth generation because, Mackenzie brings this separate modern young person. Me and Bailey, we're pushing 30. We may look like strapping young 20-year-olds, but, we hurt.
There is multiple generations that come through, which is so good.
And it really helps inform our discussions quite.
And it's
quite
so strongly. Interesting, everybody's different points of views. I really enjoy it.
Yes.
And I can talk to people like there's not many people I can talk to about this stuff. You know, they get it.
Yeah.
They really get it. And, or it won't be like, oh, yeah, I think I've heard of that. Yeah, I don't know much about it. I'm like, oh, like, you know. But you guys just get it. It
kicked off. I was in a meeting, committee meeting, and they were talking about, you know, radio, that argument that we've got to have radio, we've got to have music.
Oh, yes.
And I said, yes, and we'd end up with one record. And Lisa piped up A Walk in the Black Forest. And I was like, oh, my God, it's the biggest thing.
Someone gets it.
And that's why it was our very first episode.
Yes. Pirate Radio. The Goodies.
Goodies Pirate Radio episode.
We're actually talking to a couple of people when we were volunteering, and they're like, so what do you guys look at? I'm like, oh, we watch cult TV episodes and stuff. And they're like, oh, yeah, but they're all classics. I'm like, you'd be surprised. For example, Red Dwarf. We didn't vibe with the first episode that we watched, but we definitely loved the second one.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I think that's great that we've given shows a second chance to redeem.
Yes. That was good. I did like the redemption,
I like that I gave a really weird maths joke when he first brought up the idea, because he said 6 is the perfect number, and I responded, yes, 6 is a perfect number, because it's an actual maths thing, because I'm a nerd.
Especially if you have 3 6s next to each other. I think I remember you saying that too.
Maybe.
It's terrible. I like the diversity of the shows as well, because I think in my head when we first started it was going to be like British comedy and sci-fi and that, you know, but then even I was involved with a group at work at the moment, and it's like, tell us a little bit about yourself, give us one fun fact. So I was I'm on a podcast, and I was like everybody else at the moment. And it was like, so I had to kind of explain. I said, oh, we've just recorded an episode where we talk about Captain Planet and the Planeteers, and oh my god, everyone went nuts, and people were like, oh my god, I still know all the words to the song. And I was like, so do I. And then I'm kind of going, you don't need to listen to it, guys, because I literally sing through the whole thing. But the diversity, so things like Captain Planet and Lex. You know, we go cheesy. Yes. What was that? Blake 7?
Yeah.
So stuff that's kind of almost a little bit highbrow, things that are silly comedies, serious sci-fi. Like, I just love the diversity.
Bad American TV shows.
America's Greatest Hero. I actually enjoyed it. And you go back and you go, this actually holds up. This is lots of fun.
You got how fun Bandersnatch was, because the entire time I was given the option to kill my father as he's sitting next to me. I'm like, let's not go with that. You're not gonna make me.
Oh, that's so good.
Nice try.
And it's been a great friendship that we've kind of. The first episodes we were very stilted.
The first episode, literally the first very first time I met Baylor. I was like, who is this person?
Yeah. It was literally, wasn't it? It was so Angus has brought his girlfriend, and we're like, come join us. And then I was like, oh, no, I grew up with a box set of the goodies. All right, you're one of us.
I love that, because there was definitely a moment of like, she could just be...
A girlfriend.
Yeah. You slotted in very quickly. It worked very well.
None of us really knew each other well.
No.
Yeah, I didn't even know myself that well.
This is my first introduction to the Gaul community as well. Like, you guys really were, because Angus and I had only started dating 3 months beforehand.
What would we have done if you guys ended up breaking up and then we were like,
Angus would stop being in the podcast.
Who do we, you know, do we choose mum or dad cast? What do we do? How many years has it been? 6 years?
Seven.
What the?
It's been such a... We've all had a lot of transition. We've all changed a lot. We've had you guys have supported me through a lot of ups and downs, and I hope that we've done the same for everyone else here. It's been intense.
I don't know if the strength of Cass's laugh at the "we've all gone through transitions" was quite.
Well, there's been a few name changes.
I definitely say that this is almost a found family in a way. We're a little cult family.
I do say that a lot whenever I post stuff about. I'm always like, my podcast family. You know, you guys are definitely my podcast family.
I really look forward to our recordings, and I enjoy editing them.
Even you spending 17 hours doing it.
Well, this one's looking to be an hour and a half in itself.
Okay. Yeah. Oh dear, cultists.
We're nutters.
Alright, let's cut cake and get to it.
Cake time.
For she's a jolly good podcast. For she's a
jolly good podcast. Did you just assume the podcast gender?
I was treating it like a starship. What can I say?
Oh, well, all this fun and levity. We've had enough of that. We've got a serious hate watch to watch.
Be back soon.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.